1980s. They changed, they wanted to change the way the cost of living adjustment was calculated for Social Security recipients, among others. And if they could only, I think the way Newt Gingrich put it was, well, we could only get a more accurate CPI in there, meaning a lower rate of inflation, it'll help us cut the budget deficit. Well, that's nonsense. What they did historically, and you have inflation, cost of living indices that go back literally a couple of centuries. The whole concept behind the CPI was to measure the cost of maintaining a constant standard of living, so that you could, I would use a very crude example. You might take a gallon of milk, a loaf of bread, a gallon of gas, and price those, and say a pound of steak. And you'd price those out in 1 year, then you'd price them out the next year, and whatever that basket had gone up by would be the increase in the cost of living. What Greenspan argued was that, well, that's not the way to do it. Again, this is the way most people view it. It's the way it had been for centuries. He said, well, if people find that the price of steak goes up, they're going to buy more chicken or hamburger. And they do that, then their cost of living isn't rising as much. But guess what? I don't view eating hamburger instead of a steak because I can't afford the steak as maintaining a constant standard of living. The whole idea of introducing substitution there knocked a couple of percentage points off. It's and then they changed the quality assessment of things. They had computers adjust quality on things that people really don't notice.